Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Farley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Cunningham moves to third. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farley for the out. Cunningham scores. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Smith, who relays the ball to Fox, who tags Herzog trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson scores. Gentile scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gentile moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Lau moves to second. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Lau scores. Herzog moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bauman now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Herzog bunts towards first. Farley scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Lau moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lau scores. It's 7-2. Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cunningham moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Cunningham scores. It's 7-3, Orioles. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farley hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Orioles. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Roselli now catching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farley scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli takes first base on ball 4. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farley juggles the ball. That's an error on Farley. Lau moves to second. Jackie Brandt pinch runs for Whitey Herzog. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Lau moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roselli for a passed ball. Lau scores. Brandt moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. It's 8-4, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Brandt scores. Nicholson moves to third. Hansen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Orioles. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Nicholson scores. Hansen scores. Fisher moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dick Williams now playing first base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farley for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roselli hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Dave DeBuscher. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.